Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Let's face it, most of us are guilty of being warriors at some point. We've all experienced the effects of an overactive mind when our fears escalate to a point where they take on a life of their own. Our worrisome thoughts put a damper on everything, including all the positive things that happen to us. Although constructive problem solving is essential for us to function at peak performance, we should be able to recognize when our ruminating has become excessive and is stressing us out. The good news is that with awareness, we can break the cycle of obsessive thinking and worrying. The secret to doing this is knowing what does and doesn't matter to us. In this episode, I offer three steps that can help you through this process, which will increase the quality of your life and your thinking. How to stop worrying about things that don't really matter. You don't have to care about everything around you. Some things are best to be left ignored. Let's face it, most of us are guilty of being worriers at some point. And it's not something to be ashamed of. It's just part of human nature. The same mental processes that have helped us advance as a species can also drive us insane if not managed wisely. We've all experienced the effects of an overactive mind. When our fears escalate to a point where they take on a life of their own, a simple spark can lead to a forest fire that consumes us with the flames of worry. We play out worst-case scenarios in our minds, most of which will never come to pass. Why is it so hard to control our racing thoughts and the thumping heart when we get caught up in this frenzy? It's because at the root of our unease is a fear of losing control. Our fear deludes us into thinking that we can somehow conquer the unknown by entwining it with our thoughts. Given all the uncertainty and competition that we have to endure, our concerns are certainly justified. We can't afford to rest on our laurels and stay in denial if we wish to live up to our potential. Engaging in constructive problem solving allows us to be focused and mindful of our choices. However, it's important to know when to draw the line by recognizing when our ruminating has become excessive. You'll see that you've crossed this line if you find yourself micromanaging and worrying about things that don't directly impact you, such as natural disasters, political brawls, and what your neighbor thinks of your temporarily unkept backyard. As someone who primarily lives inside her head, worrying about the small stuff was my modus operandi. This was intensified by growing up with a family where everyone would like to stir the pot. I became accustomed to anticipating the worst. Worrying was the armor I wore to defend myself. It took me many years to realize that agonizing over trivial matters is a colossal waste of time and energy. It clouds our thinking and strips us of our ability to reason and be pragmatic. We can worry ourselves sick by triggering stress responses, which can lead to a rise in cortisol levels. a rise in stress hormones have been proven to negatively affect our physical health in a myriad of ways. If nothing else, a dismal attitude will ruin the quality of our life. Worrying puts a damper on everything, including all the positive things that happen to us. The good news is that through awareness, we can break the cycle of obsessive thinking. As the captain of our inner domain, we can regulate our thoughts and release the control that it has on us. The secret to doing this is, quite simply, knowing what does and does not matter to us. In an age of information overload, with so many demands on our attention, we have to be ruthless in our discernment of what and who deserves our attention. By consciously attuning our mental focus, we can maintain a state of balance and harmony and be productive. Here are three steps that you can take to put a stop to needless worrying. Number one, develop perspective on what does matter to you. To develop perspective on what really matters to you, try connecting with your future self. Where do you see yourself in 5, 10, or 20 years? You don't have to imagine every detail. A general idea of what you want to be doing within a particular time frame is enough. In taking a long view of your life, your priorities will come into clearer focus. Another fun technique is visualizing Earth from outer space. Imagine that you're in a spaceship that's hovering just above our globe. From this vantage point, you'll be able to see the bigger picture. You'll realize how insignificant those things that are causing you angst are when you look at it through the lens of the cosmos. Number two, figure out what doesn't matter. Knowing what should not matter to you is just as important as knowing what should. Many trivial things aren't worth your attention, and you can't allow them to fall by the wayside. A couple of things from my list include the opinions of people who don't matter to me, gossip, and other people's businesses that doesn't involve me. Every time you find yourself consumed by worry, try identifying whether it's something that's within your control or not. If it's something that's within your control, create a plan of action to deal with it. If it isn't within your control, you're better off just letting it go. Nothing beneficial can come from worrying about an outcome that you can't influence. Number three, surrender control. An agitated mental state triggers a chain reaction that affects our body functions, such as heart rate, blood chemistry, and organ functions. We can normalize our state by incorporating relaxation techniques to calm our nerves and bring us back into balance. There are various tools we can use whenever we find ourselves getting worked up, such as breathing techniques, reciting affirmations, EFT, meditation, and general habits that promote a healthy lifestyle, such as exercise, walking, getting sufficient sleep, and a nutritious diet. In addition to a mindfulness approach, we can practice the subtle art of surrendering. Surrender requires that we relinquish our control by accepting that we can't alter certain realities, and that we have to find ways to work around them without losing our sense of poise and serenity. Sometimes, patience is all you need to allow trends to shift in their own due course. There's a famous saying by the boxing legend Muhammad Ali. It isn't the mountains ahead to climb that wear you out. It's the pebble in your shoe. The pebble in your shoe, in this case, refers to the petty concerns and worries that can slow you down if you don't get rid of them. Tossing them away will make your ascent to the peak a smoother and far more enjoyable experience. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.